known Curtis for quite a while. We've got mutual friends, and he's obviously there's a little bit of rivalry because he's absolutely represents Sheffield United, played for him, but there's always been a mutual respect. So he's obviously achieved something that nobody else has ever achieved. He's played in the Premiership and gone on and win a British title. Now, he's got the same sort of attitude as myself, probably, in that when somebody says he can't do that, it makes us want to do it even more. And I think that's what got me involved in boxing promoting in the first place. And obviously, when people say, no, surely he can't do that, he's been a professional footballer, there's no chance he can go on and be a quality professional boxer. So, we've come together because we've got the same sort of attitudes. I've witnessed how he play. He knows how to play the theatre as regards. He's good at playing the bad guy, so he knows the boxing. It's not just about boxing. It's selling yourself and making yourself sort of a popular commodity. Whether it's acting as the bad guy or the good guy, you've got a role to play. So he's always interested me, and I thought, well, great opportunity for us to come together. And he still wants to go on I tell you what it is, he wants to go on the world scene. And because of what I've done with such as Clinton, Stuart Hall, Jamie McDonald, etc., I've got unfashionable kids, if you like, opportunities that some people would say they've no chance of winning anything. And then, you know, there's a few Cinderella sort of stories there, and I'm hoping that we're going to achieve another one.
Do you think he could be a world champion?
Well, who would have said Clinton Woods would have been a world champion? Who would have said Stuart Hall would have been a world champion? Who would say that Jim McDonald would have been a world champion after coming off two domestic defeats when he joined me? So, why not? Absolutely, why not? I mean, Ross the Boss has just won a Commonwealth. I don't think anybody took him serious. Now, all of a sudden, they do. And you watch this space, Ross could end up fighting for a world title. So, absolutely, he can be a world champion.
When I spoke to Curtis in the summer after he made his decision to retire, he was adamant that that was it. Why do you think he's had a change of heart?
I think it's using them old cliches. It's unfinished business, and sometimes it's like what's happened with Rush. You sometimes need a fresh beginning, a fresh start. You know, when Clinton, for example, won the world, the British title. So when he first started, I thought, well, if we could go on and win a British, fantastic. Then when you win a British, thing, hold on a minute, there's some improvement here. Now, Curtis started boxing at, I think, 27. He's 34 years old. He's very, very fresh, and, you know, using them old terms, if you buy a car, it's about the mileage. There's no mileage on him. No mileage on him. And the kid's improving. I've seen little clips of him recently, only in the exhibition and sparring. He does things that I never thought he could do. I used to think he's a bit basic, but he isn't basic. He's getting more and more slick as time goes by, and that comes with experience, and that's what you can't buy. There's 3 or 4 years left in Curtis if he's still got the appetite, and I believe, obviously, he's got a massive appetite.
What's first on the agenda?
Well, I'm scouring the earth to look for not just a super suitable opponent, because we could just take a 6-8 rounder and just get him back in there. We want to get on the international scene very, very quickly. We've penciled in a date in January. So we're looking in January. If we need to send him over to America or wherever to get that extra little bit of grounding, or, you know, seasoned sort of slickness by sending him to different gyms in, like, either Philadelphia or Miami. We might do something like that. It's just a matter of, like, consolidating himself, getting himself prepared in a proper manner for us to go and up to that next level, which I believe is going to be the world level.
Is it all about international fights then? Are big domestic fights anything you'd consider?
Well, I think if there is a big domestic fight out there, I think we will go for it. But what I want to do, and I'll mention the name in a minute, is I want us to go and win something on the international scene. Then there's somebody up the northeast. They've been calling each other out tentatively for the last, I don't know, year or so. And that's Bradley Saunders, who's obviously a ex-GB Olympian, I think he form. Friend of mine, actually, Bradley, but there's obviously Curtis's corner now, and I think that fight's a big, big fight domestically. But first of all, we want to go and win something on the international scene before we come together for that.
How exciting is this for you, Dennis? You've had some big challenges in your career, haven't you? What's this one like?
Yeah, I think when we sat down yesterday and had a chat, it's about, he terms it, Curtis, as we're both dreamers, and there's another dream here, and we've come together, and it's about going on a journey, and our motto is, we're very similar in this, is that, yeah, we want to earn money, but money comes and goes, and memories are forever, and that's what we're going to make. We're going to make some more memories, and I'll absolutely guarantee that we're going to make some memories.